Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Matthew Hirsch, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. I'm married to Amy, who's on ministerial staff here at the church. Most of you probably know her, and I've been a member here since we were married in 2018. In this devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Friday, January 3rd, and I'm reading Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 50 from the English Standard Version. And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately while he was speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. Thank you for listening along. One of my little idiosyncrasies is that I don't always like going to restaurants where the lights are turned down low. Despite it probably being an attempt at creating some ambiance, it feels like the proprietors are trying to hide the quality of food they're trying to serve. In some weird way, this quirk of mine gives me pause whenever I read or hear the account of the Lord's Supper. In my mind's eye, when I envision the events laid out in Mark 14, it's dark. As Jesus doles out the bread and the cup, lit only by the flicker of candles, the moment is solemn, and while beautiful, could inspire an element of scariness for the disciples. While Jesus uses this object lesson to tell the disciples what will soon happen, they seem to be, metaphorically and literally speaking, still in the dark. Moving from the table to the garden, Jesus and the disciples go further into the darkness as they venture outside. We assume it's still night. Here we have the beautiful juxtaposition of Christ just passing the cup among the disciples to now asking the Father, in another solemn moment, if possible, to take the cup from him. Because it's dark, Peter, James, and John inevitably fall asleep. Because it's dark, it's the perfect time for Judas and the mob to seize Jesus under the cover of night. Darkness, and more specifically the fear of it, is inextricably linked to the unknown. Under the cover of darkness, we are unable to see. Under the cover of darkness, it's easier to hide. Anything can happen in the dark. Jesus, the true light, knows the impending events. Despite his distress, because he knows what is about to transpire, he says, "Not what I will, but what you will." Because this is not an anything can happen situation. Since we know what Christ endured, we can easily understand why he is burdened here. But also, because we know he knew what was ahead and went willingly, we can also have a spirit of gratitude. Will you pray with me? Jesus, we recognize you are the light of the world. Since you are our Savior and the author and perfecter of our faith, we are grateful that we can release our fear of the unknown. Even in the dark places and times, we know you are with us. Help us in those dark places to remember you, just as we remember you in passing the bread and the cup. Amen.